Oh shit, I almost forgot y'all was with me. You know what time it is. Let's ride. What's going on, my peoples? It's your man, Big B, inviting you to ride with me once again. Now look, before we even get started here, I'm gonna try to get all these levels together. Trying to get the voice right. Trying to get the music right. All that good stuff. So yeah, like I said, it's another episode of Ride With Me. I'd like to thank everybody that tuned into the first one, and I'd like to thank you for not sending me hate mail for some of the feedback issues that we had with the mic and all that good stuff, because sometimes when you're on these streets, the bumps and stuff are just out of control, to say the least. So today I want to cut a real quick ride with me. I'm actually ride faking right now. I'm in the vehicle, but I'm pulled over with my seat reclined, and I'm waiting on a couple co-workers, and we're gonna get together and we're gonna rap and sample a couple beers and do what we do here at work. But the thing that I want to talk to y'all about today, and I actually want some feedback from y'all today. I want to rap to y'all about a subject that's been rattling around my brain. Now, I already know how I'm going to handle this situation because I've been in this situation before. As a matter of fact, it almost seems like it's an ongoing thing with me. It's just the way things are supposed to be with me. And sometimes I don't understand it, but when it's all said and done, I deal with it. So basically is this, as you all know that listen to IDS and that have read our posts and all that good stuff, I've recently started a new job about 6 months ago. And because of the way things went when I started with this job, my supervisor at the time, a few weeks after I was hired, took another position and left the company, which at that point left me with no one to train me. This job that I started is in the beer and liquor industry. So it's new to me. I was very familiar with beers and very familiar with liquor, but there's so much more to it once you get on this side and you have to get into sales and merchandising and so forth. The knowledge that I had coming in basically gave me enough room to kind of bullshit my way through conversations and somewhat get my job done, but in no way prepared me for everything that I had to do. So I had to deal with, and I am still dealing with, months on end of conversations that are just going completely over my head. Sometimes it just literally speaks like, it sounds like these people are speaking another language. I'm clueless. I'm like, they speak in acronyms. They speak in straight numbers, and I really feel like I'm at a loss, and I really know that I'm at a disadvantage not knowing some of the intricacies of what's going on. So basically what I'm left to do is sort of a trial by fire, learned by mistake. And I don't know if anyone listening to this show has ever been in this sort of position. When you are fucking up people's money, they don't take it too kind. And not to sound at all racist, but when you are fucking up foreigners' money, oh yeah, that heat is coming tenfold. So that's the first part of what I want to kind of lay on y'all and give you the background on what's going on. I've been promised over and over again that, you know, they're going to get people to get out on the road with me and train me and get me up to speed on what I don't know. I've learned a lot. Like I said, through bumps and bruises, I learned a lot. And that's fine. I understand part of the issue why it's taking so long to get someone available to get out here and show me the ropes. Where my frustration comes in is this. They've just recently hired a new employee. By hiring this new employee, it's going to fill the gaps on the person that got promoted to supervisor, and then fill in his route as well, so his territory, so he can be a full-time supervisor. My issue is this. This guy has just walked through the door, and when I tell you that they are dropping dead at his feet to make sure he's comfortable, make sure that he is in touch with everyone he needs to be in touch with, well, for lack of a better word, making sure he's trained. Now, I ask you, should I say something about this? Should I just continue just to keep on rocking out like I've been rocking out and just put faith in the fact that they're going to get around to me after they get him up and going, then they'll get with me and fulfill some of the promises that they made? I really, really, really don't know. But what I can tell you is that it is extremely, extremely, extremely frustrating. Deezus, I don't know, man. I need to hear from you. Hit me up. indeepshow@yahoo.com, spelled out indeepshow @yahoo.com. Or hit us up on the voicemail and leave a response at 202-750-1437. And any feedback that I get, we will address this on the next idea show, whichever idea show is next to come after you leave your comments. Look forward to hearing from you, man. See, man, Big B, I'm reaching out to y'all. Help me keep my head screwed on. I promise y'all, I'm not going to show up to work fully loaded behind this. It's not that serious. I will survive. Look, your man, Big B, out.